testimony for this whole mini mega marathon yesterday. But before we start, let's open our session with open our inbooks on page 179. Such love 179 inbook page 179 such love. Ready on the first verse now, ready? Sing.
That God should love us.
My sins are all
families from each of the three groups. I'm the only one here from Pampanga, other than my wife and my son. And I don't think my son's ready for a testimony, so. So I'll kind of quickly go, and then Brother Emmett's going to represent the Bumalupa group, and then the guys who want to go from Quezon City. So we'll, I'd say for soul winning today, we'll probably do soul winning a little bit less time than normal. I think a lot of us are exhausted, but after we get through the testimonies, I'll come back up here and just go over a few things and carry you guys up there. So I'll just give you guys a few things from Pampanga. And so we went down there on Thursday, and it took us like 5 hours to get there because of traffic, which was fun. And once we got down there, like, I was kind of surprised because we had in our hotel, like, when I went out, just people were, you know, beating themselves everywhere. Because I watched the interview with Steven Anderson, Pastor Anderson, and James White, and James White said, oh, people don't really beat themselves anymore, crucify themselves. And I've never been here for, you know, Holy Week, so it's very, very common, especially in Pampanga. And right. So, like, I woke up Friday morning, and I just heard that sound of just, you know, that unmistakable sound of people beating themselves. Like, 6:15 in the morning, it's like, man, you can tell there's a lot of people doing it, too. So I saw one person walking with a cross, like, they were nailed to it, and there was, like, a group of, like, 5 or 6 people that were carrying crosses. I guess they were going to nail themselves later. It was, what the most amazing thing to me, though, was just that it seemed so normal to everybody.
Right.
And, you know, to a lot of you, you might be desensitized to it because you've seen it, but for me, you know, I didn't even want to see people beating themselves. It's really gross. It's disgusting. That just kind of shows no matter what, you know, you're taught or what you're around, you will become desensitized over time. It doesn't matter what it is. It will start to seem normal to you. And so for me, it didn't seem normal at all. Maybe it will here in a few years. I don't know. So that was on Friday. And so when we went soul winning on Saturday, we had 25 soul winners, which is a pretty good number. We had, obviously, Brother Francis and his wife, Sister Michelle, were here, but also the families that visited from Pampanga last week came as well. But also, my wife's old church was there as well, like half of them, some of them. And so this is kind of a testimony going 5 years back, but when my wife and I first started talking, their church didn't really do any soul winning. And we started talking, and I, you know, talked about soul winning to her when we were talking long distance. And their church started to implement soul winning to their church. You know, it was obviously new to them and everything like that. Well, on Friday, when I went out to the park just to do soul winning, just talking to people that are out and about, I actually saw, like, her old church leader was actually out there in the park. And so he's still the church leader now. And I was like, I haven't seen him in 5 years. I guess he's seen some of my videos online. I didn't recognize him. And he's like, oh, Matt, what time's soul winning tomorrow? And I'm like, who are you? So I ended up recognizing it was pretty up Jeff, but you know, it took me a little while. But that just kind of shows, you know, that the zeal that we have as a church and as individuals, it does rub off on people.
Yep.
Because, you know, soul winning is what we're about, and it's exciting, and it just shows that it has a lasting impact. Like, all these soul winning marathons we do, it will have a lasting impact. And even some of these lame churches, the ones that are right on the gospel but are really lame, you know, honestly, some of them are going to see it and start to do at least some forms of evangelism or soul winning. Even if it's not the best techniques, at least it's something, right? And so that was kind of exciting. And so we had 25 soul winners, and at the park, there was just not that many people there, which the other groups experienced the same thing. I think it was just really hot, or maybe, you know, Catholic festival or whatever they were doing, I don't know. There weren't that many people there, so we really had to search for the people we were going to talk to. So we kind of went left the park and were just stopping people on the side of the road and everything. And so we ended up with, in the morning session, I'm trying to think the exact number we had of salvations. It was in the 50s, I think, high 50s. And then a lot of people had to go because it was her old church's anniversary, so they could only stay for the first half. And then we stayed and got, you know, up to 80 souls saved for 25, you know, soul winners, which is a good number. It's 3.2 per person. And I like the numbers because it's a good number, but it's not a crazy number.
Yeah,
we didn't come back with 800 salvations. You know, 80 salvations, but it was really hard. Like, I had 4 salvations, which is not, you know, great. It's not terrible. But it took a lot of work to get those 4. Really spending a lot of time and searching and everything like that. And so it's just exciting to be a part of that. 80 salvations.
Amen.
And we had another church was able to help participate with us, and they do have the same gospel as us, so that's great news. And so it's just exciting to be a part of it. So, all right. Brother Evan.
Good afternoon, guys. So I'm here to represent the Mutinuba chapter. So our exact location was the Sunken Garden, and it is near the New Bilibid prison. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but it's like the Alcatraz version of the Philippines. So these are where the maximum security inmates are. And so we have a total of 15 sole winners that night, and I think we have counted until, was it 47? Yeah, 47 salvations.
Amen.
So Amen. In the morning, though, it's same as the situation in Pampanga, where people are not that much in the park itself. So the team decided to go on a door-to-door preaching, and there are few people at that moment. I think it's because of the heat. Most people are that most doors that we have knocked doesn't seem like responding. It's as if they were not home. I don't know why. So, but it was the afternoon part where we became more productive, as we can see that, you know, the people hanging out in the bars are gradually increasing. So, me and my partner, Brother Lem, have been preaching from couple to couple to couple during that afternoon, and it was much more better than what we had in the morning. But for me, my highlight was just happened a few minutes before the first morning session that just got out, wherein I had a chance to speak with an inmate of the New Believing prison. Surprisingly, he was out in the prison, so I thought he was just a normal guy, but the guy is pretty much dark complexion, small in build, wearing just white sandal, but his body is all marked up with tattoos and all. So as I go and preach the gospel to him, he keeps on bothering me that he was like saying in Tagalog, like, dito sa medium security, dito sa medium, kami sa medium, marami nagpipreach sa amin ng mga ibang religion. But I don't know what's the meaning of that medium. It just when I found out, when I continue my preaching to him, when I got to Revelation 21:8, wherein there's the fearful and unbelieving, and then all of a sudden he's reading my Bible, and he pointed the murderer part, and he says, "Oh, this is my case." so it just hit me that, you know, this guy is a murderer and he killed someone. Well, at least he already know that he's bound to go to hell and he's admitting it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But the thing is, I still continued preaching. It made me nervous in a bit. So I was thinking that maybe would this guy kill me if I will offend him, something like that. But praise God that he believes in us, in what we're preaching, and he told me that he believed in Jesus. And among all the religious groups that he heard, he told me that ours is the one that made sense to him, because Amen. The gospel is pretty plain and simple and easy to understand, and praise God for that. And I just want to highlight what Brother Stucky mentioned a while ago in Jeremiah 32:27, is that, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. And the answer is none, right? So my take on that is that if God is for us, then who can be against us?
Right.
And this will also serve as an encouragement for all those new soul winners out there, and those who want to try soul winning. It's really a good experience, especially yep. if you will be in a big group like this, like the Mega Marathon. And I'm really blessed to be a part of it, and I just want to praise God for all those who saved yesterday. That's it. Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
And,
Alright, guys. Okay. I guess we'll see the
chapter. Alright, so I'll be presenting to you also the case for the case. Yeah, what happened yesterday with the Quezon City group? You can correct me, guys, if I missed something out. So overall, it was a great experience. Soul winning again in Quezon City Circle. And like what the other cases in other places in Nilupa and Pampanga, the morning was the you would see the drought time. So it's the dry times that you cannot find that much people, unlike in the afternoon. And the interesting part about soul winning in Quezon City Circle is the false prophets. So Brother Stucky well know how I deal with false prophets. So, but don't worry, I was calm. I was able to fulfill my promise. I was calm in dealing with them. And Brother Timothy, I'd like to give him a special mention on how we should deal with false prophets. I'd like to also share that with you as well. If you will be so willing in a public place and you see a false prophet preaching a false gospel unto a certain group of people or a person, after they presented their message, you come to them, approach them, and also present to them the gospel. And most likely, in my case, they were able to receive the gospel in both groups. So this group from Korea preached their false gospel, and I talked to the guy. I was able to save the guy from hell. And the other one preached in the afternoon. There comes the Lordshippers, the people who preach Lordship salvation, same thing, they got saved as well. And it was also the same case. I also heard about devout Catholics who are defending themselves, trying to defend their works in their way to heaven. Okay, well, they can go to hell if they want to. So, yeah. And overall, it was great. We got 66 salvations for the entire day, and 17 soul winners were able to do a great job. So yeah, that's it for testimony.
Amen. All right. Well, great work, everyone. Let me just say one thing before we get started. So, we've been around, I think, as a church for 5 months, pretty much. We're very successful as a church.
Man.
But honestly, you know, my wife and I want to thank everyone because, you know, we couldn't do it without everybody's help and getting stuff organized. We hosted 3 events, which meant that a lot of people were going to have to chip in to make those things happen. And just for our church to be successful, it is really a group effort. Quite honestly, you know, in this area, we're really we hope, which is sad that that's the way it is. But, you know, we got to do, you know, mighty work for God. We just really appreciate everyone's help. And so far, things are very successful. So we just want to thank you for that. So let's just give a round.